direct your attention, ladies and gentlemen, down to the start-finish line. I'd like to introduce to you the general manager of 98.9 XFM right here in Andy Ganesh. Got to welcome Mr. Ken Farrell. Ken, take it away, bud.
Thank you, Joe. Welcome, race fans and friends, to the 10th anniversary running of the IWK 250. Over the past 9 years, the relationship between Riverside Speedway, race fans, and the IWK Children's Hospital has grown with every lap of this race, and it will continue to grow here this evening with this 10th edition. We'd like to thank you all in attendance here for your support of this event, the IWK 250, and certainly for your support of Riverside International Speedway. Let's hear it for you, the fans. At this time, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the stage our special guests here this evening, MLA for Andy Ganesh, the Honorable Randy DeLore. As well, representing Riverside International Speedway and the Chisholm family, please welcome Ann and Emily Chisholm. In attendance, representing the IWK Foundation, please welcome Keely Wallace. Representing Exalta Coating Systems, please welcome Paul Cormier, Ricky Cormier, Benoit Goulet, and Brandon Roy. And please welcome our presenting sponsor from Steve Lewis Auto Body, Steve Lewis himself. Representing RW Hawkins Limited, Keith Hawkins. From Atlantic Cat, please welcome Dave Goswell and Matt Ferguson. And from Parts for Trucks, Darren White. At this time, I'd like to call upon the Honorable Randy DeLore, MLA for Andy Ganesh, for some comments.
Thank you, Kenny. Listen, everyone here, it's hard to believe it's been 10 years since the renovations here at Riverside International Speedway and this great event. It's made this facility the best track in Atlantic Canada, Eastern Canada, and this IWK 250 certainly one of the best events for race fans. And for those of you from Anakinish, you know that the Chisholm family, we have to acknowledge how much they give to back to our community, and here they have an event on to give back to our kids through the IWK, a fantastic cause that we all in Nova Scotia should be proud of. And I want to make sure we thank the Chisholm family and everyone with Riverside International Speedway for putting on this event for such a great cause. So good luck to all the racers out there today.
Thank you, Randy. Please welcome Steve Lewis from Steve Lewis Auto Body, our presenting sponsor.
Thank you. I'd just like to thank everybody for supporting us for the last 10 years to put this special event on for the IWK. Without you people up in the stands and our racers here on the ground, we wouldn't have this event. The support that you've shown to us is just fantastic. We're all here, all of us together, to thank you very, very much for support and your continued support as long as we can make this happen.
Thank you, Steve. From Atlantic Cat, Matt Ferguson.
Just like to thank the crowd for letting us be a part of this event. We're pleased to be a sponsor in partnership with Steve Lewis and the IWK. We wish all the racers a great race. We're glad the weather cleared up, and we're hoping to see everyone in August at the Atlantic Cat 250.
Thank you, Matt. Representing the IWK, Keely Wallace.
Hi, everyone. On behalf of all the maritime women, children, and families that depend on the IWK every day of the year, we just want to thank you for your support for 10 years. Want to acknowledge the Lewises and the Chisholms for all their support. Without this support, the IWK wouldn't be what it is today. And they say it's a hospital that the community built, and that's you. So thank you very much.
Keely, I'll ask you to stay with me as we have a special presentation. We have some young ladies from the community, the Van Zepten Pig Roast and Friends Helping Friends Barbecue, who are going to come forward and show you a check from their efforts for the IWK.
So this is Kids Helping Kids, and for 5 years through 50-50s and barbecues, they raise money for the IWK, and this year they've raised $1,630.
Thank you very much, young ladies, for your contribution. Just prior to introducing to you this evening a number of people and guys who have won this race in years gone by, this famous 250, one more presentation. Thought it was all in one.
So those of you that were here earlier and had some of the delicious pig, these are the hard-working hands behind that amazing pig roast event every year. And this year, we've raised $27,000 for Van Zuffen's and Friends. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Well done. Just before we introduce some gentlemen who are successful in winning this 250 here at Riverside, I'd like to bring your attention to the John W. Chisholm Memorial Cup, which will be presented here this evening. This lasting monument to John W. Chisholm, founder and builder of Riverside International Speedway. This perpetual trophy celebrates his accomplishments as a racer in raising the level of competition and as a promoter in attracting top drivers and series to this facility. The base of this majestic handmade trophy is adorned with the silver plates which will be engraved to recognize champions of this historical 250 at Riverside and include a roster of top racers from all over North America. Racers who attend the IWK 250 from now on will have more than one reason to battle to win. Seeing their name engraved on this esteemed award that will forever recognize both the accomplishments of its respected namesake and of their winning of this crown jewel. And as I introduce the previous winners of the 250, would you please come forward or at least give us a wave? Terry Clattenburg, 1990. 2012-2014, John Fleming. Frank Fraser, 1978-1987. Roly McDonald, 1989. Mike McKenzie, 1999. Darren McKinnon, 2011. Greg Seward, 1988-1993. Wayne Smith, 2009. Sean Tucker, 2013. And Kent Vincent, 2010 and 2015. Chance for some photos, sir, guys and gals.
If there is a group of individuals that you want to be a part of, it's got to be those guys on the stage right now. Just a quick announcement while we have this photo op. There's a lot of golf carts, a lot of ATVs, and so on out near the front gate. We got to get them moved. They are blocking ways. If we need first aid, we need safety, then we're going to need entrance to that. So if you got a golf cart, you got an ATV, and it's out near the front, we need you to go down there and move it. You don't want to miss a lap of this race. Sorry, Ken, back to you, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen, for attending this evening. Fans, enjoy the IWK 250. I'll now pass things over to Tim Terry for your driver introductions.
Thank you, Ken. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to see some pro stock racing? No, you got to be louder than that. Are you ready to see some pro stock racing? It is my pleasure to introduce you to the 31 car starting field for the IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis Auto Body. Beginning with car number 51, the Van Saints Auto Rebuilders Gale 4 Suspension number 51 from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Give it up for Bubba Gale. Castle Building Center's Redline Sport and Cycle and R. Stevens Mechanical on car number 5 this season from Brudenell, Prince Edward Island. Make some noise for Jonathan Hicken. Quaker State and Strictly Hydraulics on car number 36. He made the long haul from Dundas, Ontario, the Iron Man of Canadian motorsports. Ladies and gentlemen, give him a warm welcome, Gary Elliott. Zetvin Contractors Ideal Concrete car number 98. The driver hails from Sydney, Nova Scotia, the pride of Cape Breton, Jerome Kehoe. Racing for Daryl Maher this evening, the K. Hubley Woodworking and Contracting English Jewelers Cobequit Mountain Sports number 66. From Lakeside, Nova Scotia, the bounty hunter, Russell Smith Jr. Steve Doyle Construction South Shore Speed and Sound on car number 21 this season. The driver hails from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, Sean Pierce. Right on board Locksmith Wet and Wild Car Wash and Wayne's Automart car number 14 from Albany, Prince Edward Island, Terry Dugay. Racing with a wrapped wrist this evening. Car number 32 from Quispam, Sis, New Brunswick, A.E. McKay Builders, Pubs Drive-Thru, Bottle Exchange, Chevrolet. Make some noise for Rainbow Fish, Sarah McKay. The Dexter Construction Municipal Group, Ledwidge Lumber and R&D Performance. Car number 0 starts position number 23 this evening. From Enfield, Nova Scotia, Sean Turpall. Atlantic Steel and Island Auto Supply, car number 40. He finished third in the IWK 250 one season ago. From Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Robbie McEwen. Driving for Big Cam Fabrication, Irving Oil. For Brad Siliker Motorsports, car number 2 from St. Martin's, New Brunswick, John Rankin. The Atlantic Cat car for kids starts position number 20 this evening. The 2-time NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion. Please make welcome Matt Crofton. Your defending IWK 250 champion for Bobbleheads Canada and Vector Aerospace, the Dodge Charger from Westmoreland, Prince Edward Island, starts position number 19, Ken Vincent. Archibald Drilling and Blasting, Harvey Racing, car number 49, starts in position number 18, one of the X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year contenders on the tour, from Knoll Road, Haas, Harry Ross White. Arcadia Construction Solutions on car number 81 this season from Marshfield, Prince Edward Island, one of the X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year contenders, Nevin Scott. Atlantic Tilt Load Top Construction, car number 54, Upper Clements Park Maritime League of Legends Tour champion from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, Jared Butcher. Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center Ford car number 97. He was on the podium last season as well. The driver hails from Prospect Road, Nova Scotia. Give it up for DJ Casey. Speedy Auto Center Tacoma Drive and Alta Gas car number 24. The driver hails from Waverly, Nova Scotia. Give it up for Steve Ross. Greenfield Enterprise, Wendell Taylor's Garage and Hine Racing, car number 91, starts in position number 13 from Cornwall, Prince Edward Island, Dylan Gosby. Hickok Service Center, J.D. Backhoeing, car number 22, the Dodge Charger from Prince Edward Island. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Joel Hickok. Shaw's Toy, McKinnon Brothers Service Center, True North Automotive, car number 18, starts in position number 11, former IWK 250 champion. From Charlottetown, Darren McKinnon. Halifax Glass and Mirror, Archibald Drilling and Blasting, and Howard Little Excavating, car number 99 from Terrence Bay, Nova Scotia. It's a Ford from Crooks Racing. Give it up for Craig Salonwhite. Quinn Flooring, Blinkhorn Auto Recyclers, and the Cat Shack, car number 67 from Truro, Nova Scotia, starts position number 9. Give it up for Dylan Blinkhorn. Driving for McLaughlin Roof Trusses and Martin's Home Heating, Tucker Racing Products car number 29F from St. Stephen, New Brunswick, Greg Fay. Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center, Edward Collins Contracting, Universal Environmental Services, Camry, car number 10 starts in position number 7. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for John Fleming. Your point leader on the Parts of Trucks Pro Stock Tour drives car number 13. It's the King Racing 5-star race car bodies, LFR chassis, Chevrolet from Farmington, Maine, Cassius Clark. Nova Construction, Pioneer Coal, Celtic Ford Fusion, car number 89, starts in position number 5. From Antigonish, Nova Scotia, Donald Chisholm. Nova Construction, Pioneer Coal, and Wearwell Garments. Car number 88 from New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, George Koskulex. Your most recent winner on the tour drives car number 29, the Atlantic Dodge Dealers Loyalist Marble and Tile Dodge from Springvale, Prince Edward Island, Greg Proud. Driving for King Racing and Carnahan Property Management from Troutman, North Carolina, car number 13F, outside row number one. Give it up for Jeff Foltz. And your pole sitter for the IWK 250 drives car number 53, the Atlantic Tilt Load Top Construction Chevrolet from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia. Give it up for Cole Butcher. And we'll do that immediately following the national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd ask everybody to please rise. Gentlemen, remove your caps. Noel Fougier going to sing us through the American and Canadian national anthems.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave? Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. Quand ton bras s'est porté les pays, il s'est porté la croix. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Thank you, Noel. Drivers, please prepare your cars for competition. Drivers are now getting strapped into their cars, Joe, and this is where the fun begins. We are moments away from the IWK 250.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Riverside International Speedway, located just moments away from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, on the edge of James River. Tonight, it's Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis Auto Body. It's the 10th anniversary of the IWK 250, featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. And backed by popular demand, for his third attempt at the IWK 250, the two-time champion in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, he drives the 88 Menards Toyota. Matt Crafton is here. Tonight, he'll drive the 16 Cat for Kids Toyota. Drivers, teams, and race fans have hauled thousands of miles for tonight's event. We have five Canadian provinces represented, along with three U.S. states. To win tonight's event, You'll have to have your homework done.
It seems to be extra special just because of Annie Ganesh, because for a driver, Annie Ganesh is probably the most fun track that we've got in the Maritimes and one of the best I've ever run at, and I've run at a lot of them.
Clear all around right there.
Well, it takes a lot of patience. You can hang in there till, you know, the last 50 or so and stay on the lead lap, and you have a pretty good chance.
250 qualifying laps is what it is today. It's a race that you really got to keep your head about you, so really it's a matter of, you know, being cautious but being aggressive, and those two statements don't really go together, but that's what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to really be a smart racer and save your equipment and, have something left for that last 25 laps.
A lot of things can happen in a hurry. You just got to kind of mind your own business and take what you can get, and then 50 to go, you turn the wick up and let it all hang out.
Doesn't matter how fast you're running, you might be the slowest car at the racetrack, but if you can drive in, turn in the middle, and get on the gas, you got a good chance.
You can feel the intensity. Hands are being rubbed together. Legs are bouncing in their seats.
Three wide for the lead. Down the back straightaway. What a move!
You can see him sawing the wheel down in turns one and two, trying to hold on.
I think he can get it done.
This is the night we've been waiting for.
This is going to get very interesting.
And if you could win the IWK 250, you will join a star-studded lineup of who's who.
My name is Frank Frazier, and I've been proud to be a two-time winner of the IWK 250 in Annie Ganesh.
Hi, race fans. This is Ben Rowe, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Fans, I'm John Fleming, and I'm an IWK 250 race champion.
Hey, this is Junior Hanley. I was Riverside 250 champion twice.
Hi, race fans. This is Mike Rowe, and I am a IWK 250 champion.
Hi, race fans. This is Rolly McDonald, and I am a IWK 250 champion.
Hi, I am Terry Clappenberg, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hey, race fans. It's Mike McKenzie, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
I am Greg Stewart, and I have won the IWK 250.
Hi, race fans. I'm Sean Tucker, and I am an IWK 250 champion.
Hey, fans. I'm Wayne Smith. I won the IWK 250.
And last year's defending champion from PEI, Kent Vincent, a two-time champion.
Holy turkey dinner!
Hey, race fans, this is Regan Smith, and I'm a winner of the IWK 250. No pressure, Matt.
Who will win Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250, tonight? Right. Presented by Steve Lewis Auto Body, and have their name etched into history. Oh, yeah. On the John W. Chisholm Memorial Cup.
This is good stuff. We've got one of the best tours. I mean, this is good racing. I'm so impressed.
The 2016 IWK 250 starts right now.
About to rock the nation, rock the nation.
Tim Terry, we're going to throw it down to you on that start-finish line. What do you say we rock the nation?
We are ready to go. Let's get this command underway.
Drivers, start your engines!
As the cars all come to life at the IWK 250, all presented by Steve Lewis Auto Body, and we have got a starting lineup for you tonight. Here at Riverside International Speedway, 30 cars will take the green flag tonight. Let's introduce you to today's broadcast crew. Overlooking turns 1 and 2 at the beautiful Riverside International Speedway, we have a crafty veteran high atop of the 97 hauler, and that would be Jerry Paxton. Jerry, it is just about time.
It is, and bring on Carly Simon, because the word of the night is anticipation. These drivers are anticipating the race. The fans are anticipating the race. The crews are anticipating. What is it that we're going to have to do at the halfway break to put our driver in victory lane? Anticipation. Never mind patience. Never mind take it easy. Anticipation.
Let's have a look down into turn number 3-4, where we have another veteran announcer on the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Josh Paxton, you are overlooking turns 3-4.
Oh, buddy, I got that tingling feeling right now. I stand in awe of this field, this crowd, and this facility. IWK 250 is coming up, and man, are we pumped up down in 3 and 4.
We have saved the best for the middle of the racetrack, where we have a veteran pro stock tour driver. He has been in this IWK 250 a number of times. He hung up the helmet. He joined the Racetime Radio broadcast crew to give us some technical advice. And what an addition. Got to welcome Brad Mann. He is high atop of the pink trailer in the center. Brad, what do you think, buddy? It's time.
It's time. The racetrack is green. The rain washed everything off. So they'll have to get some heat in this racetrack and race. We've got a lot of rookies in the field. We got a lot of guys that made the field for the first time. We got a lot of veterans in the field. So it's the young guns against the old guns. This should be a real barn burner.
Yeah, this is absolutely going to live up to all expectations. Here on the East Coast of Canada, it is the ultimate Canadian short track race, the IWK 250, as the field has fired here at the racetrack. The beautiful Dartmouth Dodge Pace car is ready to start rolling. 30 cars are going to start making their way around this big, beautiful facility. It is the place that John Chisholm built. And man, has he left us with a gift that will live on for a long, long time. And we're going to make some more history tonight. Catching his breath, also my cohort up here in the tower. Of course, the voice of the Parts for Trucks Tour, Tim Terry. Timmy, have you caught your breath?
I swear they had 10 stairs every time I come up through there. But nevertheless, great field. The anticipation, the electricity down there is phenomenal. Got Matt Crafton starting in the middle of the field. You got some guys that have fast race cars that are starting mid-pack on back. It's going to be an exciting show for 250 laps.
It is, absolutely. We are also going to be having a listen on the scanner. So we'll be eavesdropping on some of the teams throughout the course of the night. We do this each and every race. Doesn't always work out for us, but we're going to give it another whirl here tonight on Racetime Radio. As we do have all those listening ears out there, what do you say we also congratulate our national champion in the NASCAR Pinty Series going to Victory Lane in the Honda Indy Toronto today? Or not in the Honda Indy, but the Pinty's Grand Prix of Toronto. Got to definitely congratulate Alex Tagliani. He went to Victory Lane today in Toronto. Congratulations, Alex. I know you're tuned in, but things really starting to come together here in at Riverside International Speedway. What do we have, a message?
Paul McLean just reminded me that the NASCAR Pinty Series is coming here August 20th for a 300-lap event.
Well, I was getting to that.
You were getting to that.
We can't get everything into the first 30 seconds, but yes, you are correct, Tim. It's going to be huge.
And the legends are going to be here, too, on that day.
It's going to be a huge, huge night at Riverside as this IWK 250. Tim, have a look around the racetrack. They're single file. And they go all the way around this speedway.
Yeah, they go all the way around this racetrack. Four cars did not qualify for this event. Nicholas Noggle, the 07 of Allison McKinnon. Steve Halpin had carburetor issues. That's why they didn't get that car in the show. And, of course, Shannon Squires in car number 18S.
Let's hear if we can eavesdrop a little bit.
All right, 10-4. Doug, go hold that 16 for me, buddy. He's on the inside.
That's the official base there. They're working through the starting lineup. They've got everything sorted out here. Steve Lewis Auto Body has that beautiful Corvette out on that racetrack. I bet Steve's shaking in his boots somewhere right about now, unless he's in behind the wheel of that baby.
Yeah, he's, I'm sure, going to be shaking, and whoever's driving that race or that car is going to get a thrill because he or she is on the racetrack with 31 race cars getting ready to go green. And a nice look back there to the 66 of Russell Smith Jr., the 32 of Sarah McKay, and indeed, Dustin Tucker does have a driving suit on. He is on standby for that 32 team.
Hey, guys, one difference they did add this year. If you look down in turn four, you'll see a bright yellow stripe on the wall. That's the restart line. During the drivers' meeting today, it was explained to the drivers. Pace car speed on the restart to the yellow line. From there on, if they get the green, as they usually do from Art Steves, it's go time. So a little bit different. Don't have to come all the way back to the stripe. Just that yellow line in the corner.
Let's take a look back deep in the field, guys. We've got the two-time NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion, Matt Crafton. He's going to start deep in the field here. Things didn't work out, really, for him the way he kind of anticipated, Brad. But we're in for a show tonight watching the champ come through.
Well, I'm sure Matt Crafton's been in this situation before, and a very, very smart race car driver. Talked to him a lot this weekend at George's shop. Probably not the position he was looking to start in, but watch for him to slowly pick his way up through the field. 250 laps. He doesn't need to be in a hurry. Look for him to be near the front of the field at the halfway point.
Josh, a lot has to be said for the 89 Nova Celtic Ford to Donald Chisholm. That man has a rocket underneath his foot tonight.
And a lot of pressure riding on his shoulders. Donald Chisholm, we know, wants this win. And talking to some fans during the autograph session, there is a legion of people here behind him tonight. Lots of people want to see Donald Chisholm hit victory lane. 250 laps is a long time. We know he's been runner-up a number of times here at Riverside. A lot of emotion if the 89 can get the job done here tonight.
Tim, the field all starts to circulate around. It won't be too long, and we are going to send these 30 cars out to the beginning of the IWK.
31.
We're going to start 31.
We're going to start 31. Bubba Gale added to the field, was added to the field. So
very good.
He's going to start in car number 51. The Steve Lewis Autobody Pace vehicles have made their way off the racetrack, and I believe we're getting ready to go here momentarily for this IWK 250. Ladies and gentlemen, this time by, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs, grab anything that's not bolted down here at Riverside. We want everybody on your feet giving these drivers a wave to send them off for 250 green flag laps. This time by, come on, everybody on your feet. Come on, everybody, get your hands moving. Wave your next door neighbor. They'll wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them in the IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis Autobody. Come on, Beer Garden. I know you can hear me over there.
Look at that. I wanted the wave. We got the wave at Riverside tonight, Tim. Full capacity here at Riverside. There isn't a seat to be had. You can't park. You can't do anything but stand back and be amazed at this big, beautiful facility and the crowd that we have here at Riverside, second to none. Jerry, this is the biggest I've ever seen.
Absolutely, I agree. This is one wild night. These are great crowds. This is a tremendous field of cars, starting 31 of these Super Late models. This is going to be quite the deal. And, you know, as we watch them in practice today, as one of the drivers said during our interviews, there are at least a dozen good cars up here who could win this race. And that doesn't include the good guys who are beyond the top 12.
All the talking is done, gentlemen. I can't think of anything else we could add. We heard from a lot of the race teams, if not all of them, here today. I believe veteran starter in the Parts for Trucks Tour, Art Steves, which is down on that starter stand with the Exalta representative getting ready to wave the green flag here. I believe the lights are going out on that Parts for Trucks beautiful Dartmouth Dodge pace car. And Tim Terry, you are going to bring us to the green flag.
Wayne Parker pulls the pace car into the infield, leaving the field in command of Cole Butcher and Jeff Foltz in car 13F. 31 cars work their way down the back straightaway. Butcher and Foltz. Butcher on the hammer. Green flag is out of the eye. WK 250. And they'll all flag race down into corner number one. Foltz on the outside going to have the advantage. Butcher trying to get there. They almost make contact off two.
And very early on, things were going to get pushy and chubby because Cole Butcher got moved around just a little bit. Great crowd in George Koskoulis, the 29, the 88. Couldn't get around the 53 fast enough. Jeff Foltz in that 13, he's gone.
That is one wicked roller coaster right now around Riverside. Jeff Foltz leading the charge. They're still stacked up behind him, this time at a two. George Koskoulis finding room up to second. Here comes Greg Proud on the outside. He'll drive around Cole Butcher for third.
Butcher's trying to get back to the inside of car number 29. There's already a string of donuts up the side of car number 53. And here comes the 89 working the back bumper of the 53. The Celtic Ford Fusion's on the move. Car number 89 to the outside. He's side by side with Butcher as they come out of four.
The 13 is out front, but George Koskoulis says, hey, don't you think you're going to get too far away? I am on your back bumper, and now looking up the inside, side by side. We got a lead change. When they get back to the line, give it to the Pioneer Cole 88.
George Koskoulis with that 88 out in front so neatly, Jeff Foltz didn't even see him go by. Greg Brown of the 29 runs in third. Donald Chisholm has the 89 up to fourth spot. And Cole Butcher in the 53 running out that top five. But boy, has he got problems. He's got the 13 of Cassius Clark right in the back bumper.
89 of Donald Chisholm peeking to the inside of car number 29 of Greg Brown. They'll go side by side in corner number 4. The 89 car is on the move once again to the inside of the 29 for position number 3. We got trouble in corner number 4. Terry Duguay around. Caution flag will fly.
As we complete 7 laps here in the IWK 250, first caution flies for the 14 of Terry Duguay. No harm, no foul, no contact. Terry will rejoin this full field at the back, and these guys will reset. Tim Terry, what a blistering pace to the beginning of the IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis.
How about George Koskulik quickly going to the lead in car number 88. The 89 of Donald Chisholm's on the move. The 53 is going backwards. Very exciting first half. And Brad, are they making this driver change now? 32 onto pit road.
Tucker, Sarah started the race to get the points, and now they'll put Tucker in. Sarah's arm was quite sore from the accident, so it's probably better that Tucker will go out and log some laps, and it'll be quite an experience for Dustin. It's his first time he ever turned a lap at the 250, little ball, and being in the IWK 250. It's his first time here in Attica-Nish, other than being here last season in a legend car.
Well, he's got the right pedigree to be in the seat of that race car. He's in the right race, his dad won it not too many years ago, moving Brad Keselowski out of the way. Speaking of NASCAR stars, I got to point out that Matt Crafton, driver of the number 88 Menards Toyota in that NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, now tonight in the number 16 Cat for Kids Toyota, is climbing on the board, Timmy. He's coming up.
Yeah, he's 16th right now. He's gained 4 spots in 6 laps. He started in position number 20, so the Atlantic Cat car for kids, number 89, or 16, is closing up the field, closing up here in the front straightaway. The 89, 53, 13, all checking up here. And we mentioned it before, when there's 31 cars in this racetrack and they get single file, it's a conveyor belt of race cars around here.
It sure is. A huge conveyor as they fly around here. For most of it, Jerry, these guys were side-by-side. Looks like 7 laps of a pace lap only under green, buddy.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. They were definitely side by side. There is no give and take there. You know, it's funny. We talked about saving things for the second half and preserving your equipment. So either these drivers are absolutely convinced they've got great equipment that's going to last, or they're going to use it up in a big hurry.
Tonight in the IWK 250, if you are not familiar with this race and you're tuning in for the first time, welcome aboard. You are in for a thrill. You may want to tie yourself down to wherever you're sitting. Definitely call your friends and let them know you're listening to live coverage on Racetime Radio. But what I want to remind you of is 250 green flag laps here tonight. Caution laps do not count in the Parts for Trucks Tour, nor in the IWK 250. What we will see is at the halfway mark, we will see the caution flag come out. We will see the teams head down and get some service, get some refreshment, if you will. They will have a time of 7 minutes to do whatever adjustments, get some new sneakers, put on their race cars, do whatever they need to do, Tim Terry, and come out for the second half of the IWK 250. And we have seen a lot of changes when that takes place.
And for one driver, it may very well be a lucky 7, because they're going to make those adjustments that is going to propel them to victory lane. Terry Duguay is going to require a tow off the racetrack. Tough break for the right on board Locksmith Wettenwald Car Wash, Wayne's Automart. Gentleman Jim's is on that race car. I got to go to Summerside on Thursday and got to eat at Gentleman Jim's. Beautiful restaurant over there if you're over there. So tough break for Terry Duguay, and it's been the up and down season for that 14 team. Qualifies well, just can't seem to complete the deal.
He's Tim Terry. I'm Joe Chisholm. We also have Jerry Paxton high atop of the 97 hauler overlooking turns 1 and 2 here at Riverside International Speedway. Got Brad Mann, veteran pro stock driver. We got him situated pretty well in the center. He's overlooking the back stretch here at Riverside. And then, of course, we have Josh Paxton down in turns number 3, 4. And he's getting his eyes full and keeping us up to date on what's happening. Brad, it is going back to lap 6 now in the IWK 250. We're under our first yellow. What's it do? What are you thinking when you're in this race car right now?
Well, you've already got the heat in the tires. You've been racing. The guys up front have been racing pretty hard, Joe. They haven't held anything back. It's like they want to get to the front and get the lead so they can control the pace of the race. The guys in the back are like, oh, another restart. You're always a little cautious on the restart because that's when most times cautions happen. Bernie Ledrich used to always tell us that drivers meeting cautions breed cautions. So anytime you double up the fuel in the restart, the first two, three laps are pretty hairy, and you sort of want to keep your eye open about four cars up. If you can see that far up, what's going to happen in front of you?
Well, we hope that there's not a lot of attrition tonight, but Tim, I think you can pretty well count on it. Let's have a listen on the scanner.
Another lap here. File.
We'll see who's saying what as they start talking. Four. We'll be quiet so that you can hear. And sure enough,
on
Tim.
On the bottom again, which is good.
So a team's going
to okay. Pull them up now.
14 pits in.
So there you go.
Next time around.
The 14 pitted in on the back of the tow truck as he heads down to pit road. Art Steve's going to double this field up down the front straightaway this time by, and we'll get ready to go back to racing. The one thing I'm interested to see, Joe, is the 53 didn't get a launch on that start. He started on the pole and ends up having a nice string of donuts down the side of that 53 car. He sits in position number 5, lined up right beside Cassius Clark. See what kind of restart he can get in. Maybe they built it up for the long run, but they got to get a long run first, right?
Yeah, they do. They're going to have to get a long run in. Noteworthy tonight here at Riverside with 31 beautifully prepared super late model pro stock cars, part of the Parts for Trucks tour, I might add, with 31 starting the race. You got to imagine when it is yellow, cars go single file. And when they do go single file, they pretty well stretch all the way around the racetrack. It's not until we get the cars doubled up that we can actually get a pace going. And the pace car does hit down pit road. Josh, they're coming to you, buddy. Bring us back to green.
George Koskulic and Jeff Foltz on the front row. Koskulic picking it up now into turn number 4. They hit the stripe. Green is in the air. We go back racing.
Down into turn number 1. They are side by side. Looks like a pace lap at a very high speed. And now the 88 of Koskulic starts to pull out in front.
88 car to the top of the board. The 29 of Greg Brown takes a peek underneath car number 13 of Jeff Foltz. The 89 of Donald Chisholm mired in that battle as well. 29 up the racetrack a little bit into corner number 2. Trying to get that momentum down the back straightaway. And now Chisholm tucks in the line behind car number 29 of Greg Brown. Clark and Butcher continuing side by side. And oh, by the way, John Fleming has made his way to the top 10.
Down that back straightaway, Greg Brown in the 29 gets under the 13 of Jeff Foltz. He is up to take second spot away. Donald Chisholm in the 89, going to follow Proud through, and Foltz on the outside goes from second to fourth in just a single lap.
Deep in the field, have an eye for the number 40 of Robbie McEwen. He's got around Matt Crafton and DJ Casey. The 40 car moving forward.
Side by side, another 99 of Craig Slonwhite to the outside of the ECC, number 10 of John Fleming. Craig Slonwhite coming to the field behind the 29 McLaughlin roof trusses. Chevrolet of Greg Bay and now Slonwhite up to the outside of the 29F.
Making a move down low, challenging for the lead. Donald Chisholm, George Koskulic, door to door down the back straightaway. Deep into turn number 3. Chisholm, the advantage down low. He'll drive it off the turn. Donald Chisholm, the new leader of the IWK 250.
George Koskulic gets pushed to the outside. Greg Proud will make his way underneath him. Here comes the 13. That looks like Cassius Clark. And it is, as the 13 of Clark now making his way forward. He's up to third spot. Now going down to the low side, trying to get around the 29 of Proud for second.
Keep that big engine warmed up. They're fighting going down the French stretch. Cassius Clark still looking under the 29 for second.
Off turn 2, Cassius Clark on the inside against Proud. George Koskulic lined up behind Clark. Then we find the 67 of Dylan Langhorn. Proud in all kinds of trouble up high. He's got no help. The inside lane is ganging up against him.
18 laps in the books of tonight's IWK 250. Let's have a look at the front of the field. The 89 Nova Celtic fourth, and Donald Chisholm leads the race. Right behind him, Cassius Clark. In third spot, the 88, but I'll tell you, the 29, a great crowd is having a look. He looks high, he looks low, and those guys are fighting it out for third. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn runs in your fourth spot. The 13 of Jeff Foltz is also on the move. He is up into that number six spot, Tim.
Two-car Johnny Rankin down on pit road under green, top right to the Brand Sellinger Motorsports car. Meanwhile, up in front, Donald Chisholm has company, and it's car 13. See Money coming to the front of the field. Cassius Clark up on the Celtic Ford Fusion at a corner number four. Takes a peek to the inside. Nothing new in there. 22 complete.
The number 16 of Matt Crafton is up to 13. How about that, Tim? He's on the move.
And he's working to the outside of the 24 of Steve Ross, the 40 of Robbie McEwen, and the 22 of Joel Hickox. I talked about Fleming being in the top 10. He has fallen like a stone. The 91 car of Gosby and the 97 of Casey all over the back bumper of the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center Camry as the 10 car starts to fall back.
Meanwhile, Crafton continues to work his way up the outside lane, picking off cars. Two a lap in the corners as he works by and gains another spot.
Up in front, Cassius Clark in the King Racing number 13 is putting the boots in the 89 of Donald Chisholm. He is forcing Chisholm to keep up this hard charging pace and has given him a miracle as those two cars separate themselves from the rest of the field.
Jerry, it's not going to be long. A lap cars are coming into play. The 89 of Donald Chisholm and the 13 of Cassius Clark pretty well look like they're glued together as we come back to the stripe for lap 27 of 250 here tonight.
And they are closing in quickly on the 66 of Russell Smith Jr. as he follows the 36 of Gary Elliott. But it's only about a 10 to 15 car length difference between that last running car and Donald Chisholm, and they are going to chase him down in a hurry as Chisholm and the 13 of Cassius Clark keeping one hectic pace.
It's tied up on the front straightaway, 32 of Dustin Tucker gets a shot from the 91 of Dylan Gosby, the 32 of Tucker trying to get up to speed, and he may have angered the beast in the 91 car. Gary Elliott around at corner number four, that will draw the caution.
And we're on lap 27, that is our second caution of the night. That'll give the guys a chance to regroup, and it'll give us a chance to step out, take a quick break. We'll be back with you live from Riverside International Speedway and IWK 250 coverage, all presented by Steve Lewis Auto Body. Stay with us.
Hi, race fans. This is Charlie Kimball with Racetime Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening
to Canada Talks.
From classic rock.
Classic vinyl.
Vinyl.
Lithium.
To today's rock.
Octane.
Just too young to care.
Alt Nation.
To what's next.
Sirius XM U.
Why'd you only call me when you're home?
100% commercial-free rock is on SiriusXM.
If you're on Twitter,
follow us
at Race Time Radio.
Stay up to date on all forms of racing,
as well as a chance to win some cool racing prizes.
So follow us on Twitter
at Race Time Radio.
Saturday, August 13th. It's the 17th annual Atlantic Cat 250, the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, live from Scotia Speed World.
And Dylan Blankhorn is pulling out all the stops. There's no saving anything anymore.
At 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
I think the spotter said, show me what you got. We're seeing it now.
The claws will come out.
The bell. You got a bell on that thing?
For the Atlantic Cat 250, Saturday, August 13th, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, live. Like the flight coverage worldwide at Racetime Radio.
Discover a place where the sun and the tunes are shining bright.
This is Jimmy Buffett, and whether I'm traveling by land, by sea, or by air, Radio Margaritaville is my soundtrack.
Immerse yourself in a mix of Jimmy's favorite island music, commercial-free rock, reggae, folk, and live concerts to transport you to an instant warm weather vacation.
It's Radio Margaritaville.
Channel 24 and on the Sirius XM app.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro. Saturday, August 27th.
We have a goal green.
Racetime Radio goes live from the Rock. It's the Edward Collins Contracting 125.
All right, man, get ready to go.
From eastbound International Speedway Park.
Oh, it was a great bit of fun, especially down here. You're dealing with high caliber drivers.
In Avondale, Newfoundland. It's live coverage of the Edward Collins Contracting 125.
It's fast. We're used to short track racing, the diving and turns jamming on the brakes, but a lot of momentum here, and no bad cars.
Saturday, August 27th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Flag-to-flag coverage. Worldwide, only on racetimeradio.com.
Racetime Radio is back.
Fight me! If at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to Racetime Radio, live tonight from the IWK 250 live at Riverside International Speedway, under our second stoppage of the night. This time, it was for the 36 of Gary Elliott. Spun around, we are on lap 27. Got Tim Terry on the broadcast, along with Jerry Paxton, Josh Paxton, along with Brad Mann, and Timmy, so far, so good. Two stoppages, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, no harm, no foul. Everybody's still in the race except for Terry Duguay in car number 14. John Fleming was down on pit road that last time by for all the buys listening over in Newfoundland. I know Josh Collins has tuned in from Toronto. He went backwards on that green flag run. He came down pit road to the attention of his crew. And the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center, ECC number 10, is going to pick up at the rear of the running order. 27 laps into this. Field continuing to double up at the back of the field. And we're getting close to going back to green.
Absolutely, we are. Next time by, we will probably see Art Steves indicate to these guys. You got something there, Tim?
Jessica just told us that Johnny Rankin has a broken axle on his car number two. A tough break for them. The Brad Seliger Motorsports team was excited to get going, but looks like an early exit from the IWK.
Well, you know what? Parts break, but the good part is he knows he can qualify for this race. We'll see Johnny back here one day as the pace car does head down pit road. This time, Jerry Paxton, you are going to get the green flag on us. And here it comes. The field rolls through turns 3-4. And here comes the thunder, Jerry.
Down the front straightaway. The green flag out. Donald Chisholm and Cassius Clark side by side as they go to turn number one. Chisholm trying hard on the inside. They're door-to-door down the back straightaway. And Cassius Clark dives into turns 3 and 4, trying to hold the line. Chisholm down low. He'll take the lead as they come around to complete lap number 29. And it's just a lead. Down the back straightaway. Chisholm pulls away.
Out of turn four, Donald Chisholm leading this great trade. Cassius Clark behind him. George Koskulik has got a handful. Greg Proud on his bumper. Dylan Blankhorn up high. Three cars battling for the third spot. Koskulik comes out on top as they hit the back straightaway.
And that 29 looked to the inside of the 67. The 67 shut the door on the 29 of Greg Brown behind them. 99-53 continue to go side by side. Yellow is out. It's the 81 and Evan Scott in the back straightaway along with the 21 of Sean Pierce to put us under caution. And I don't think the 81 hit the wall, but there may be some right side damage to that car. I can't see from here, Joe.
Yeah, caution number three. Brad, did you catch that, buddy?
They just tagged going into turn one and two, and it doesn't look like there's any damage. The one thing I did notice, guys, the guys are having a hard time getting up off of two on the outside groove. Doesn't seem to be any traction there. So later in the evening, some rubber gets laid down there. We might see better traction, but the cars are really squirrely that's on the outside groove getting up off two.
Well, the butterflies have got to be settling down. The guys are now belted in. They got 30 laps in the books. You're getting an idea, Jerry Paxton, of what you got underneath you. Crews are definitely at the ready if something disastrous happens, but they are getting a read on what they're going to have to change come halfway.
Well, the 21er Sean Pierce is in getting a new right front tire put on the car. John Fleming, when he was in, the crew looking very carefully at the air pressures in the tires. So in the early going, at the very least, some quick indications that maybe they've got some issues with tires. Maybe it's tire wear. Maybe it's the green racetrack. But some of the drivers having to make some adjustments for sure.
And they're under the rear end now of that 10 car, John Fleming. So there's something that might be a little more amiss than tires on that race car.
Yeah, having a look down pit road, the 21 of Sean Pierce gets some attention down there. 14 Terry Duguay was our first victim here tonight. Something went wrong. No damage on the race car. We're thankfully for that. He's gone through a lot this year, but he definitely has some sort of engine trouble as well. As mentioned, the number 10 of John Fleming, two-time winner of the IWK 250. But that pretty well looks like it, guys, for pit road, unless I'm missing something down the back.
John Rankin would be the only one.
Oh, you're right. John Rankin.
Yeah, that team had the tire card out, so it looks like they've given up for the night. Lost an axle. A lot of times you lose an axle in these race cars. Sometimes it's the cup on the outside of the hub that's on the back. It has teeth on it. You got to realize the axle that goes into these race cars are gears on both ends of them. So you can either strip it on the inside, which we call the pig of the rear end, or on the outside on the cover on the hub. Hopefully it's on the cover on the hub, because that's a lot cheaper than buying a new inside guts for one of these rear ends.
Fans, I want to remind you, too, you can follow the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour. Next race comes up at Petty International Raceway. Then they're going to head out to beautiful PEI. They'll be out there for a race. And then, of course, you want to join us live again for the Atlanta Cat 250 at Scotia Speed World. It's going to come up August the 13th. Tim, you guys got a busy schedule.
And then August 12th, keep in mind the Affordable Fuels and Metro Mohini Sportsman 100. That's always a great show. And the Thunder Cars are on that card with the Atlanta Cat 250. So the Scotia Speed World Weekly Racing Series, one of the best four-cylinder divisions in Atlanta, Canada, going to be on that card. Busy stretch of racing between now and then. 1 week off in between there, I believe the August 6th weekend, we're sitting idle. But nevertheless, two straight weekends after this, and then the Atlanta Cat 250, and then the NASCAR Pinty Series is here at Riverside the weekend after.
Riverside International Speedway is somewhat a copy of Bristol. And just so, well, you can probably hear it in the broadcast, extremely loud, especially when you start 31 super late models. So I got to remind the announcers that are down there, guys, I'm going to need you to choke right up on that microphone, really talk straight into it. I got to lower the levels a wee bit because the sound of the cars is extreme here tonight. But nevertheless, 30 laps in the books. We are coming back to the green flag, Tim Terry.
Green flag is out. We're back underway. The 89 of Chisholm leads them down into corner number one. The 13 car on the outside of Cassius Clare trying to take it away. They'll drag race down the back. They bobble midway through the back. I don't know how Jonathan Higgins saved it. We're three wide behind them. Bubba Gale on the inside.
Chisholm to the lead as he fights back underneath Cassius Clark and going down the back stretch. Going door handle, door handle. Oh, the 88 get off the base. 29 backs out. Let him gather it up.
Chisholm now in that 89 starting to take off out in front. Dylan Blankhorn, the number 67, going to follow through on that lower line. Cassius Clark on the outside in the number 13 as Blankhorn gets up alongside in turn number 4.
Big Bird is in flight. Here comes the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. He is fighting hard down low against the 13 of Cassius Clark. Good run out of turn number 2. Drag race down into turn number 3. Clark battling back on the outside, but Blankhorn not giving an inch. They're still leaving as they hit the strike.
Car number 13 will take position number 2 back from the 67. It continues to be 88 and 53 side by side. Butcher on the outside of Koskulik's Proud. Bolton, Swan White behind them. And Joel Hickox has made his way into the top 10. How about that for the JD backhoeing Dodge? He's got Steve Ross and Matt Kraft into the back bumper.
Yeah, I got to put a shout out to Steve Ross and that number 24. Doing a valiant job here as well as Joel Hickox in the 22. Those two drivers side by side, and
wow,
Crafton just about got into one there as the 24 and the 22 made a little contact, Tim. That was close.
Yeah, that was a great save by Steve Ross. He's going to lose three positions. He's got Robbie McHugh into the outside now in car number 40. That's about 14th place. Greg Fay just behind them in car number 29F. Meanwhile, up in front, Cassius Clark has about a car length between himself and the 89 of Donald Chisholm. Looks like the 13 might be a little bit better on entry. The 89 just so smooth off these corners. And oh, by the way, here comes George Koskoulis.
We're working lap 39, the IWK 250, live from Riverside International Speedway. The leader, the 89, Nova Celtic Ford, Donald Chisholm, has a fast race car. He's proven it in practice, he's proven it all day long. He leads this field right now on lap 40, coming to 41. But he's got company, gentlemen. He has got the 13 King Race Machine of Cassius Clark caught on his heels. The 67 of Dylan Langhorne, two-time winner so far in 2016, looking to focus in on that third win. Hopefully the IWK 250 in behind Big Bird for the fourth spot. The 88 Pioneer Gold, number 88 of George Koskoulis. Literally, he's in the fourth spot, back about five car lengths to the 53, our pole sitter, the Atlantic Tilt Load 53 of Cole Butcher. We got a dogfight for the next two spots. The 29 of Greg Brown and the 99 of Greg Swanwhite, followed real close by Jeff Foltz. And here comes Mack Crafton into the mix along with the 18 of Darren McKenna.
And that's your top 10 as they continue to work around Riverside International Speedway in the battle between the 53 all the way back to position number 10 and the 18 of Darren McKenna. They are tucked up tight together. Top four have a little bit of breathing room between each other. Behind them, couple side-by-side battles. Hickox and Fay side-by-side. Gosby and Casey side-by-side. And Turbo methodically working his way through the field to the zero car.
That bobble in turn number four between the 16 of Crafton and the 24 of Steve Ross has woke something up in this NASCAR driver. He hit the scoreboard in 10th position and continues to climb through the ranks. He's got around the 18 of Darren McKinnon. He just went around the 13 of Jeff Foltz. The 16 is on the charge.
You got to remember, Mack Crafton is used to doing this kind of stuff. He is just getting warmed up inside that race car, Jerry Paxton.
And he looks like he's having a real good time doing it. He just keeps picking them off one by one. But now he is starting to get into some of the guys who are going to be a little tough of the pass as he starts to close in on the back of the 99, Craig Sloan-White, who just in front of him has the 53 of Cole Butcher, the 29 of Greg Proud.
Butcher continues to run in fifth, then a hurt third, got caught back. Proud following him. Meanwhile, Crafton sitting in eight, getting up on the back bumper of the 99 of Sloan-White.
As we work lap 49 in the IWK 250, now make it 50. The 89, Nova Celtic Ford, the 13 of Cassius Clark. Those two guys still locked together. Sounds like a broken record.
Oh, 16 and 99 came together out of corner number two. Crafton may have leaned into the 99 just a little bit coming off the second corner, and now the 99 of Sloan-White on the outside of the 16 of Crafton. Crafton trying to fight back on the inside of the Halifax class number 99 as they go at it at a corner number two again. They'll put a lap on the 36 of Gary Elliott. And looks like the leader's now in heavy lap traffic. It's the 21 of Pierce, the 49 of Haas, and the 81 of Devin Scott.
The next construction zero machine of Sean Turple is coming to life deep in the field. He has made his way around some of the cars. He's bringing the five of Jonathan Hicken with him, as together they now run down the 91 of Dylan Gosby.
Let's give you a little bit of a full field rundown here, Tim Tierney. We're working lap 53, IWK 250. We got the 89, Nova Celtic Ford up front. 13, Cassius Clark in second. Back in third, Dylan, the Blankhorn. I went blank for a minute, Tim. In the fourth spot, the 88 of George Koskoulis. In fifth, the 53 of Cole Butcher. In sixth spot, the 29 of Frank Proud. Back in seventh, 99 of Craig Sloan-White. In eighth spot, how about Mack Crafton? That's where he rides right now. In ninth, it's Jeff Foltz in the 13F. And in 10th spot, the guy from PEI. He won it back in 2011. That is Darren McKinnon.
And Robbie McEwen just outside in position number 10. And keep an eye on that number 40 car. Been watching this battle, Joe, between the 8 and the 54, just directly in front of your leaders, but a half track. It's Jarrett Butcher and the 8 of Kent Vincent. They had a run in at Petty International Raceway earlier in the season. Watch those two, and they almost came together again at a corner number 4. KG veteran against a rookie. Yeah, those two, you're going to have to watch them as they put a lap on Jerome Kehoe, does the 89 and the 13. Bubba Gale, car number 51 on the inside of the 66 of Russell Smith Jr. directly in front of the leader. Gary Elliott has a problem down the back straightaway. The Quaker State 36 will pull to the inside. Meanwhile, it continues to be Donald Chisholm up in front. Cassius Clark in second, but they've got a field of lap traffic. It's Bubba Gale and the Van Sains auto rebuild. There's 51. Almost had a moment as Chisholm and Clark worked the outside of him.
Lap traffic coming into play right now for the leaders. It slowed up Donald Chisholm just enough. Cassius Clark was up on the bumper. Now together they'll get around the 66 of Russell Smith Jr. Up on the back bumper. Now the 22 of Joel Kinnock down the front straightaway. Very tense right now for those lead cars.
And Cassius Clark and that number 13 is watching where Donald Chisholm goes, looking to see if there's an alternative to get around some of these lap cars. You know he's looking for the pick, the one that's going to let him vault around the 89. So far, no luck. Chisholm's in control. Cassius Clark in the 13, about a car length and a half behind him. And a long way back to the third place car, the 67 of Blankhorn.
Yeah, it's a scramble just behind them, though, as the 53 of Butcher leads this little pack for position number 5. It's Greg Proud on the outside. Matt Kraft and the 99 of Craig Swanway, the 13 of Fultz and the 18 of Darren McKinnon. They're putting a lap on Scott, Haas, and Pierce on the inside, but they are trying to use each other as a pick as they work through this mess at a corner number 4. 18 on the back bumper of the 13, trying to make a move on Jeff Fultz. Meanwhile, up in front, it looks like your top two have cleared the lap traffic for the time being. Donald Chisholm, Cassius Clark have a little bit of breathing room before they get to the 8 car of Kent Vincent. Continue to go at it, nose to tail down the front straightaway as we put lap number 68 on the board.